This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, there's a few enemies: scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we got lots to cover here today, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to go back, and I want to hit, is America being duped by Hillary Clinton body double? Just laying it to your candor, friends. I want to bring you back in history to show you what they mean to, to confuse the people, folks, is exactly what they used in the past. Again, if we would simply listen to what our forefathers told us, study the past, you'll see that this is not too far out there, friends, because dictators of the past and others have used body doubles over and over and over again. Now, here, let me take it to the natural man, first and foremost, because, again, keep in mind, it was Jesus that said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you take note to Scripture, you'll always see Jesus teaching them in parables. He taught them in parables. He taught them in the natural that they might understand what he's teaching them in the spiritual. So, in saying that, let me go to the natural real quick. Because as celebrities, as you might want to call them, you have to appear in public every once in a while or your star will fade. But for some, it's just too hard or it's too scary to face their audience. That's why body doubles exist. These virtual, listen to this word, friends, doppelgangers make their living standing in for stars. So let's go over to a couple of them just to show you that what's going on is very probable. Because, folks, there is 10 different pictures that are laid out by the Daily Caller that claim that none of them are Hillary Clinton at all. And when you look at the differences of the pictures, friends, you can clearly see that they are not the same people, regardless of what the state-controlled narrative wants to set, folks. It's set to confuse the people, nothing more and nothing less. Let's go over to actor Jim Carrey. The paparazzi makes pretty much every celebrity miserable, so it's not surprising that some stars use their clever techniques to make them go away. As a matter of fact, comedian Jim Carrey wanted to take a trip to Israel and experience the country's famous holy sites, so he hired a body double. Okay? He installed him in the King David Hotel in a room booked under Carrey's name and just had the guy stay in the room ordering hamburgers all day while the real actor enjoyed his vacation incognito. See, but the press camped out around the hotel for 4 days getting nothing and complaining that Jim Carrey came all the way to Israel and just ate his hamburgers the whole time. Well, now, folks, that's thinking. You get them looking to the left when, in fact, you're going to the right. It's called a sleight of hand. And, folks, furthermore, I can go on and on with the celebrities that have body doubles. I think what's happening in this country is the American people have been so desensitized through Hollywood. Because, for example, when you look at bodies, you know, stunts that are taking place during the movies, you need to understand in most cases those are stunt doubles. They are body doubles. Well, what about political decoys? decoys. Is there a history of political decoys? You better bet your bottom dollar there's a history of political decoys. And why are they used? Well, folks, stay tuned because that's what we're going to be hitting on in just a couple of moments. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com along with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you can go over to my Twitter account again for what it's worth. It's Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please, I would love for you to weigh in today. I want to hear what your thoughts are concerning what's going on in this country, because for the most part, those that don't care are taking the state-controlled narrative for face value once again. But I would lay to your candor, those that are taking things for face value by the state-controlled narrative that you say that you don't believe, I want to ask you the question. Why is it that Hillary Clinton, okay, has not had one press conference over the last 280 days? I want to know. Please fill in the blank for me. Why is it that now people are beginning to notice something very suspicious going on? Even not only just the conservative outlets, friends, but also those leftist outlets, as you would call them, as if to say, again, there's a right-left paradigm, which there is not. But folks, those that you would not suspect would bring forth this information are now bringing forth this information because they are suspect as to what's going on. Let me go back. Folks, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, I want to rewind really quick to yesterday's show because I asked you a question. The question was, can you name a conspiracy theory that was in fact not found to be a conspiracy? See, most people don't think that direction. Again, let me ask you, can you name a conspiracy theory that was in fact not found to be a conspiracy? We spent some time a couple months back showing you the conspiracy theories that the state-controlled narrative was calling theory when, in fact, we found out that the state-controlled narrative was trying to cover for them that were actually committing the act of conspiracy. And furthermore, friends, it's very scriptural. This isn't chasing our tail, friends. It's awakening to the facts that you're being played dupes to the ills of ill-designing men in so many different ways, friends. Again, can you name a conspiracy theory that was in fact not found to be a conspiracy? Because, folks, I cannot. Now, again, if we want to talk about those people that are way out in left field that never makes it to the light, there's a reason it never makes it to the light, because people have already taken them for who they are and what they are. And for the most part, friends, you can't find a whole lot of people like that neither. Because oftentimes, as I shared with you months back, I had an individual that was an older gentleman on Facebook, and I was sharing some information on the Kennedy assassination. We know that the CIA came out and told us. We know that the attorney for Johnson told us. We know that others came forward, including Johnson's wife and his mistress, told us who was responsible for the assassination. But keep in mind, back in the 60s, after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, everybody was saying it was a theory. Who was telling you that it was a theory? For those that were attempting to cover, for those that were committing the act of conspiracy, folks. And that's what we have as fact, not the theory. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Back again. We're talking about political decoys. Again, friends, if you want to call in, I would love to hear from you on this topic. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about political decoys, body doubles, nothing new. Actors do this all day long. America, you have been desensitized to take it for face value. And the fact of the matter is we need to start digging in. We need to start digging our heels in and start getting answers, folks. Because if we fail to do so, folks, we do it to our own demise. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Let's not be a part of that club, folks. I also wanted to let you know that Augustine of Hippo said, "The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself." The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. And I want to tell you something. The truth exposes the lie. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Exposing political decoys. I'm sorry. Now, just yesterday, me and my son went out to a local gun shop, not too far from here, to check out what might be new in the world of handguns. And as I was walking around, I noticed a young guy, probably college aged, he wasn't that old, he had a t-shirt on that said Hillary for prison. That's what it said. Oh, by the way, when I asked him if anyone has ever come up to him to complain about his t-shirt, he said, well, first of all, understand that this was one of the last shirts that they had available because they are sold out. Listen to what I just said to you. This young man, this young college student had a t-shirt on that said Hillary for prison. The first thing he told me that the shirts are sold out. Why? Because that tells you, that's a gauge to tell you that America is awake as to what's going on concerning the likes of the Clintons, friends, once again. Well, I asked him if anyone's ever come up to him to complain about his t-shirt statement. I was just curious. He said that an individual walked up to him angrily and said, "You're one of her supporters, huh?" The young man said, "Read all of it before you jump the gun." Well, the angry man thought that it was a t-shirt with a show of support for Hillary Clinton, when in fact the opposite is true. Now, he, like that of millions of Americans, are calling for justice in which guards our liberties. Folks are not going along to get along. I said, so for the time that you've been wearing that shirt, you've had nobody come up to you and complain that you're calling for Hillary to go to prison. He said, not at all. And I said, you do know that her support, like that of Barack Hussein Obama, is completely contrived. He knew, folks, everything I dropped on this young kid. In the middle of a store, never met him a day in my life. He knew exactly what I was telling him was the truth. Matter of fact, he could even end some of my sentences for me. How is it that you're caught up into Hillary and Donald Trump, America? Really? I mean, this is crazy stuff. Sam, can you please hand me my cell phone? I have somebody that just sent me a text, and I think it would be good for America to hear this statement. Because some are still standing up and saying, Bradley, I can't believe that you're talking about Donald Trump that way. I just can't believe that you're doing it, Brad. Just can't. Somebody sent this to me on Saturday, one of my friends out of Michigan. Should Christians vote for the lesser of two evils? Just going off on this branch just to answer some questions, friends, that's all. Pretend with me that you're an old German on your deathbed today. Would you rather tell your grandchildren, I voted for the Nazis because they seem better than the communists and no other party could win? Wouldn't you rather be able to rise up and say, I publicly denounce the Nazis and the communists? Folks, you need to understand that we are a minority, and that's all God needs, is a minority to prevail. 1 or 2% of us in America actually are standing on the Word of God. And furthermore, I want to say to you people out there, because I'm going to be doing some tea parties in California next week, and these are some of the questions that are going to be thrown at me. Well, Bradley, who should we vote for? And I'm going to say, well, Charles Spurgeon rightly said of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. And then they're going to start all their political propaganda that they say they don't believe, and they're going to start throwing it at me. And I'm just going to ask them the question, how is it that you advocate what God condemns? If you would spend as much time in the Word and the Constitution, you could see that both of them are completely ineligible. See, but you don't want that truth to those that are still caught up into the game. You want to play your little games. You want to do the same things over and over and over again and then wonder why you get the same result. It's like it's a little game that you're caught up into, as if that game is never going to come to an end. I want to tell you something, friends. It's going to come to an end sooner or later. Just like this individual said to me, pretend with me that you're an old German on your deathbed today. Would you rather tell your grandchildren, I voted for the Nazis because they seem better than the communists and no other party could win? Wouldn't you rather be able to rise up, America, and say, I publicly denounce the Nazis and the communists? And furthermore, let me take it a step further. Until you tear down lawfully the unlawful establishment in which you complain about, you're going to keep getting fed the same things over and over as legitimate options when in fact they are not legitimate. I just wanted to confirm that. I wanted to clarify that point. I mean, folks, when you go back, you'll find out not all the Germans were mindless torchbearers for Adolf Hitler. I mean, they were ridiculed, they were beaten, they were jailed. But they were out to save the soul of their nation. Oh, and it's amazing to me how many people talk about Bonhoeffer as the man that went back and confronted the likes of Adolf Hitler. It's amazing how they praise the dead prophet, isn't it? But when he was alive, just keep in mind, friends, he was beaten, he was ridiculed, he was scorned. He even lost his life with a rope around his neck because the people in Germany went along to get along. They even raised their right hand up and they followed in line with Adolf Hitler's murderous schemes and policies, which were contrary to God's. As they praised him as if he was a god, when he would drive by and they would raise their hand. Because they knew that it was unlaw, friends. I'm calling it for what it is. It was not law. But it was Hitler's policies that said if you don't raise your hand and salute Adolf Hitler when he goes by, you can be fined or imprisoned. That's exactly what those that are doing that are caught up into the game today. And I'm so sick and tired of the modern conservative condemning those that are telling the people the truth. I don't care, folks, if I'm in a minority or if I'm in a majority. I know one thing. I'm right. And what I'm telling you, like that of Gideon, the first thing the Lord told him to do was tear down your father's altars, America. And until you do that, nothing's going to change. You know, and it's interesting when you go back to Judges 6 and you read the historical history of that of Gideon. It's interesting that when he tore down his father's altars, all of a sudden the enemies of God showed their faces. And it just happened to be the Midianites that were oppressing the people. See who kept them in operation, folks? It was the fathers. It's the iniquity of our fathers, folks. If we tear down the establishment, we already see who's behind the establishment. We already see the Muslim Brotherhood paying off our representatives, friends. So it's not like we have to tear down their altars to see who the real enemies are. But you know that your representatives are already playing the Judas towards you, towards we the people on a daily basis, as they sell you down the river to your sworn enemies. But again, friends, it's perfect judgment. It's perfect judgment. And it amazes me, I had a conversation with Tim Brown, senior editor today. It's interesting how people will try to save their own butts, as if to say that they're not worried about the wrath of God. Well, I want to tell you something. Soon or later, friends, and he's getting your attention little by little, sooner or later at the gate, he is going to have your full attention. And all these words that are falling on your ears even now, you are going to remember every single one of them. You are warned as to what's going on. You're being played like a piece on a game table, friends, is what you are. But let's go back to this. That one was free. This young man in a gun store with his dad had a shirt on that said Hillary for prison. He said that these shirts are being sold out. In this particular case, it was completely sold out. You couldn't get any more of them. He never had anybody complain about the shirt except one guy that thought it was in support of Hillary Clinton. Folks, and what's amazing about this is going back to what's going on across the boards with people questioning, is this Hillary Clinton? Go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over there, there is an article. Is America being duped by Hillary Clinton body double? There's 10 pictures for you to take a look at. You tell me, and by the way, it was set by the Daily Caller that these were not Hillary Clinton. And when you look at them, you tell me that every single one of those people are the same people, because Daily Caller said that not one of them were the same people. This is some of the feedback that I've gotten so far. The double is thinner. It's easy to see. Why would the thinner one collapse? It's easy to see. She probably used the double at the 9/11 memorial service, and the person who emerged without armed security was not her. Folks, why would Hillary Clinton not be surrounded by Secret Service? I mean, folks, come on, think. Another individual said no. In other words, folks, I'm not getting anybody crack up against what the facts are. So America, start to think.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back in history so you can understand what a political decoy is, and it's nothing new under the sun. I mean, to some I know, truth is stranger than fiction. I really do understand that. But the fact of the matter is, open up your eyes and look what's going on in your country, folks. This is all designed to confuse you. That's all it is. And keep in mind again, friends, Jeremiah 11:9 tells us that a conspiracy is in fact scriptural. Of course it is. And guess who it is? Those that can control the conspiracy. And who has control of the media? That's all you have to ask yourself. Six corporations worldwide. I want to go back and make one more point because I brought it up and I didn't finish my point. I had an older man on Facebook, I was talking about conspiracy, and he said, you know, everything back then, he was talking about the 50s and the 60s, he said, we were told that this was all theory, conspiracy theory. He said, but today I can see that none of it was theory. I mean, the masses are conditioned that when conspiracy is used, they should expect theory behind the word, and it shows you who you're listening to. I mean, if you're willing to find the truth, America, you can find it. I mean, when the American people and the masses wake up to the fact that conspiracies are called theories by them that are covering for them that are responsible for the conspiracy, then they can find resolve. Then and only then will they find resolve. So let's go back in history. The practice of decoying is essentially little different from the profession of celebrity lookalikes, in which people mimic famous entertainers whom they resemble. The only difference is that the lookalike presents an acknowledgement or an acknowledged artifice. The decoy must conceal his or her imposture from the audience. Now, since the deception is the whole purpose of employing a political decoy, there are many instances of decoying which remain uncertain. Now, this is what's bizarre. They say uncertain. It's interesting to note in parallel to what I'm telling you right now. for all the crimes back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, folks, that we were told were theory or alleged. Even the people that were responsible for committing the act of conspiracy, even when they themselves come out and tell you the truth, the American people still won't acknowledge it. Even coming from the party that's responsible for the conspiracy. We've seen this time and time again. And I want to tell you why that is, because then the American people would actually have to admit that they were wrong. And they don't want to do that. It's called pride. I want to tell you something. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because surely you will fall. I mean, folks, I would rather adhere to the truth than the lie any day, even if I am wrong. Because the Word of God is right and I am wrong. That's how you start the born-again experience, John 3:3. And let the Lord build us up from that point as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Joe R. Reeder, an undersecretary for the United States Army from 1993 to 1997, has gone on record, now listen, with claims that a number of figures around the world have or have had decoys. Manuel Noriega, Raul Cedras, Enver Hoxha, Fidel Castro, George W. Bush, and Osama bin Laden. This all coming from an insider. Of Noriega's alleged, see, the word alleged is there, friends. Of Noriega's alleged four decoys, Reeder said they were good. They practiced his gait, his manner of speech, and his modus operandi. What he did during the night and day. Information on these instances of decoying is not hard to come by, and falsely accusing an enemy of using a decoy can be an effective psychotic, making an enemy seem like a coward who dare not appear in person, for example. This means that confusion generated, this is what it's about, that the confusion generated by the existence of real decoys is deepened by counterclaims of decoys where they may have none. Hey, folks! We're hearing all day long from actors that they have doubles, and they'll tell you about it. Is that alleged, or is that a fact? Well, when they tell you, is it a fact, or is that just alleged, too? Oh, so I get it. So the actors, they have stunt doubles, they have body doubles, they have people that... And by the way, you can go online, folks, and you can see picture after picture after picture after picture after picture after picture after picture of entertainers using body doubles that hang out with them. That will stand in a decoy of who they are just to get all pressure off themselves and put it onto what? The decoy. You can see this. It's not alleged, folks. It's a fact. I mean, listen to this guy. Reeder said they were good. He had four of them. Speaking of Noriega, they had four of them. Okay, great. He had four of them. Why would he need four decoys? This means that the confusion generated by the narrative of the state-controlled media by the existence of real decoys is deepened by counterclaims of decoys where there may have been none. Now, let's go back to the case of Osama bin Laden. In the absence of confirmed sightings of the terrorist figurehead, many sources openly speculated that videotaped messages from bin Laden were in fact recordings of a double. Either as a part of a frame-up operation or as a part of a strategy of deception on the behalf of bin Laden's part. Let me take it a step further. I seen a documentary where they went over to the Middle East and talked about the Muslim Brotherhood, and they were also talking about Osama bin Laden. The people over in the Middle East said that Osama bin Laden was created by the CIA. They said that there was no such thing as Osama bin Laden. Okay, and also keep in mind, folks, just going back just a little bit, when Barack Hussein Obama gave him a Muslim funeral and they threw him off the boat, nobody actually confirmed that it was Osama bin Laden. Except, again, those that would come from the state-controlled narrative that are only doing what they're told to do. I'm just telling you what the facts is. You can find this information. When you look at Osama bin Laden, folks, speculation in such situations is naturally liable to run high. For the purpose of this entry, one well-documented allegations, notice the words again, or confirmed cases of political decoying are discussed. I mean, folks, to these people, that are actually highlighting these facts. Truth is, it's not subjective. It's not a part of their plan. Whatever the truth is to somebody, they say, because this is what they're teaching in public schools today, whatever you think the truth is, that's the truth. No, that is not true at all. The truth is the truth, regardless if men want to acknowledge the truth. Going on, perhaps the most famous political decoy was Soldier M.E. Clifton James, who successfully impersonated General Bernard Montgomery, Monty, for intelligent purposes during World War II. This is a fact. This has been acknowledged. In 1940, James acted in an Army production called When Knights Were Bold, and his photograph appeared in the Army newspaper with a remark about how much he resembled General Montgomery. And as a result, he was approached by actor David Niven in May 1944. Niven, then a colonel in the Army, told James he wanted to impersonate Monty, as this would allow Montgomery to be somewhere else, thus confusing the Germans. Hello. Hey, folks, even military tactic. During World War II, they used to use decoys. The American people used decoys continuously, blowing up tanks and putting them where the Germans could see them. Folks, they were nothing more than balloons filled with air, but they were in the shape of tanks, and the Germans thought it was real. So the things that we're highlighting right now are very probable. As a matter of fact, in many cases, it's very factual, as I'm sharing with you even now. This individual told this other individual named James he wanted to impersonate the general, as this would allow Montgomery to be somewhere else, thus confusing the Germans. James had to learn Montgomery's gestures, mannerisms, gait, and voice, and had to give up smoking. Because James had lost his right hand middle finger in the First World War, listen carefully, a realistic replacement was made for his hand. Even his wife had to be deceived and was both kept in the dark and sent back to his country. Once he was trained, his trip as Monty was to Gibraltar and from there to Algiers. Monty's presence succeeded in confusing the Germans in regard to the invasion plans. James was later the subject of biopic. It's called biopic. Called I Was Monty's Double, starring James himself. Of course, the double role is Monty and himself. The second and less famous Monty's double was Keith Dreiner Benwell. He was serving with the land-based long-range desert group. Was serving in the land-based long-range desert group. Benwell was captured in a raid on Tobruk, but with a friend managed to steal a German vehicle and escape. During a subsequent raid on the Crete, he was taken prisoner and put under the personal supervision of former world heavyweight boxing champion Max Schemling, who was serving in the German army as well. Now, let me just go down to the bottom of this article, friends, just to show you what they would do. At no time was this impersonator of Montgomery allowed to get out of the vehicle. Keep in mind, he had to study the real deal, and that's exactly what they did. And it was so secret that even his wife didn't know what he was doing. Wow. So it has happened. Yes, it has. Well, what about Adolf Hitler? Adolf Hitler is known to have employed at least one double, and it has been alleged, here's the word again, that he employed as many as six. Now keep in mind, there was 42 assassination attempts on Hitler's life. And as a matter of fact, at the end of those assassination attempts, he believed that it was God that was keeping him alive. I mean, what a sick-minded devil. We're going to come right back to Adolf Hitler. We're talking about political decoys, friends. If we look to history, we can see that many, many political figures used them. So why, if they used them back then, why couldn't they be using them today? I would love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Ask At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory, and finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Parallel to what's going on in the United States of America today, we are talking about political decoys. I'm going through during the break, friends, entertainers, actors, actresses, political figures of the past that all had their decoys. Right before the break, we were talking about Adolf Hitler. Is known to have employed at least one double, and it has been alleged that he employed as many as six. One of these men were Gustav Wheeler, who was later knowingly executed by guards as a part of a disinformation strategy, and his corpse was found by Allied forces who initially believed it to be Hitler. However, the British surgeon and historical writer W. Hugh Thomas reported in his 1996 Doppelgangers that Gustav Wheeler was found alive after the war, and Allied troops interviewed Wheeler following Hitler's death. But by the way, that is pretty broad. Many people question because the death of Adolf Hitler, because when you look at someone of that magnitude, people want a body delivered. And that's why a lot of people even question Osama bin Laden's body being thrown into the water. Nobody actually eyewitnessed his body to know who he was. They wrapped him up real quick, threw him out in the water, and everybody took it for just that. Folks, this is nothing, again, nothing new under the sun. I'm going to keep sharing with you more history. Heinrich Himmler, the body of Heinrich Himmler, after committing suicide in 1945, mysteriously someone handed him poison in prison during the 1945 May trials. And it was kind of bizarre that even when you know when I'm watching this documentary, it's like, who gave him that that poison to drink where he could actually commit suicide in prison before he was actually delivered up to the people? He would have probably been hung or shot. And I'm talking about the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945. But the body of Heinrich Himmler in 1945, Hugh Thomas claims that the man who committed suicide after his capture in Lunenburg in May 1945 was not, in fact, Heinrich Himmler. And now what they do is they go back to scars on his left cheek. For example, this individual, Heinrich Himmler, had a dueling scar on his corpse. Well, if you look at the original Heinrich Himmler, or the decoy, I'm sorry, you can see that he had a Y-shaped scar on his left cheek. it's just so confusing. So, folks, people question Adolf Hitler's body, which was never delivered to the people. Heinrich Himmler. These are all Nazi party leaders, friends. Joseph Stalin. Let's talk about him really quick. The supreme leader of the Soviet Republic was not a guy who made many friends. As a matter of fact, Joseph Stalin's tenure as head of the USSR was notable for myriad of atrocities, including the Great Purge, in which hundreds of thousands of presumed political enemies were executed, when in fact it was millions. So when Joe went out into public, especially in motorcades as the like, it wasn't Joe at all. The most notable Stalin stand-in was Felix Davidev. And by the way, you can find this online. Davidev, who was an actor trained by the party to impersonate the leader in parades and other non-speaking engagements. He only revealed the deception recently, decades after Stalin's death. And this is exactly what they do. They wait until the guilty party is dead, and then they release the information. Hey, folks, even what I said to you earlier about the Warren Commission, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, conspiracies have to be controlled. And again, they are very scriptural. And they're not theories at all. Who's controlling the narrative behind the scenes? Well, it's said that we're not going to be able, America, our government, those that represent we the people, those that derive their just powers from we the people, they said we just can't handle the truth until 2025. That way every one of them will be dead, so you can now tell the truth. And I want to tell you why it went there, because America, you let it go there. And it's the same thing with what you're seeing with the likes of Hillary Clinton today. Folks, this is confusion by design. You know what's going to happen, friends? In 10, 15, 20 years, when they're dead, we're going to find out that what we're talking about right now wasn't a theory at all. No, because again, when we look to history, we can see history repeats itself because people don't learn from history. Sukarno had a political decoy. Lee Harvey Oswald. The impersonation of Lee Harvey Oswald has featured in various JFK assassinations and conspiracy films. And it, folks, this one goes on and on and on. And folks, there's so many questions that need to be resolved around the assassination of John F. Kennedy that it sickens me. But I believe that we have the gist of what we need now. Even back then, when people were calling up questions, it's interesting how over 400 people died around the JFK assassinations that were eyewitnesses or they were proposing questions to the assassination. For some reason or another, folks, they just died off. In America, you swallowed the pill. A former aide to Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, has gone on record. A former aide to Henry Kissinger has gone on the record with claims that Kissinger was impersonated at least once during his secret visit to China in 1971. Boris Yeltsin, he had a political decoy. Saddam Hussein had several decoys. Winston Churchill, folks, a voice decoy. But folks, it gets really bizarre. Let's go to Winston Churchill really quick. A reoccurring rumor holds that some of Winston Churchill's most famous speeches to Parliament during World War II were subsequently recorded for radio broadcast, not by Churchill. Hey, folks, you see books like this all day long, coming from political figures where they have ghost writers. And what's sick about it is folks that you would rather, and you know all the well, in many cases, they have ghost writers. And when you're reading the book, you act like you act as if the political figure in what you're reading about is the one that's actually responsible for it. But I'll tell you, just to prove my point, go on an airplane at any time. And walk up and down the aisle from the back to the front, and you tell me how many grown-ups are reading The Inquiring Minds, Star Magazine, Newsweek, Time, The Washington Post, again, knowing all the well that it's all bought and paid for by six corporations worldwide. I mean, and the fictitious garbage that adults read in this country. You know, folks, I have yet to go up and down seeing hundreds of passengers being somewhere in the United States of America every single month over the last 20 years, practically. And I have yet to see, friends, anybody reading a Bible. I mean, this all reminds me of Micaiah, the prophet, who was called on by Jehoshaphat in 1 Kings. He was called on by Jehoshaphat. And King Ahab, the corrupt King Ahab, who had the audacity to go to Mount Carmel with Elijah the prophet when the fire fell. It didn't turn out too good for the false prophets, did it? Nope, there was one that stood. And Micaiah was another one of them. While all the false prophets told the king, go and do, you're going to prosper. They were lying to him. They were doing it to people please the king. There was one that was willing to stand up and counter the false, just like we are right now on this radio program, regardless of what I'm called, regardless of what people may say, folks. I am telling you that you are being duped on a daily basis. And I told you during the first segment, friends, Hillary Clinton has failed to give a press conference in 280 days. Furthermore, you know she doesn't have the credibility. No one can legitimize, and those that attempt to legitimize her are the likes of Twitter, are the likes of Facebook, are the likes of the state-controlled narrative, YouTube and others, and even Google, friends. Those are the ones attempting to justify her. But keep in mind, friends, they're above the law, says the federal government, literally. Folks, the American press is totally given over to a people that are designed to confuse, to get you to the point where you believe everything that they say is true. It's all by design. And oh, it comes to me again, friends. That nation will be turned into hell. Everything, when you look at dictators, when you look at what they premise their dictatorships, everything they premise their dictatorships are based on a lie. A lie. There's no truth in these people. You're being lied to 24/7. You're being inundated only to confuse in America when you shut the television off and quit listening to the modern conservatives, friends, which there's no difference between them and those that you call the left, let me tell you. Then and only then, when you pick up the Word of God, will the Lord begin to give you eyes to see and ears to hear as to what's going on. So going back to Micaiah, hey folks, if we stand alone by the grace of God, we're not going anywhere. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.